can't find the real one, but that was taken before the houses were built across there, when they were newly built.
So which house is yours here? Would this be yours?
Yes, the same one.
Yeah. So when was that photographed? About 1900 again, was it?
It would be. The glass is gone. I can't find the real one. That was taken before the houses were built across there, when they were newly built.
So which house is yours here? Would this be yours?
Yes, the same one.
Yeah. So when was that photographed? About 1900 again, was it?
It would be. It would be just after the houses were built, yeah. I think.
I mean, what I love about this is that, you know, in that little workshop at Richards, that the moulding planes are there that he used.
Oh, all, yes.
All with his name stamped on.
You see, this is a very heavy frame, and I think that's why it's rather heavy for a picture.
It does seem so, doesn't it?
And yes.
It's,
But it has. It's had the cord on it. I took it off. Mm. I thought if you wanted to do a bit of cheatery.
Yeah. yes, that's what's known as sleight of hand. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, you see the pictures that she made, that his sister made.
Is that in his diary?
Yes, it did. But those little ones were his, certainly.
Yes. Well, what would be wonderful if tomorrow we can actually find the moulding plane that he did them with. Because, you know, each one of those planes has a different shape blade.
Yes.
And I expect we'll be able to match it up to that with a bit of luck. That would be smashing. He didn't make this little tripod table, I suppose.
No. No.
That's from another source. Now, what we'd really like to know is, what is your first memory of Hugh Cachin?
Oh, well, we used to go down there Christmas Day, Good Friday.
Yes.
And the big treat on Good Friday, we climbed down onto the shore, down below Kerriglass Fields, and wandered along, and we found flitters, and you know what flitters are?
Ah.
Limpets.
Yeah. So what sort of chap was he? How would you describe him?
Well, he was good fun when he was, you know, not working, but when he was working, he was working.
Yes.
He had no time for fun then.
No. Now, you mentioned that he did a number of jobs besides...
Oh, yes, you'll find all that in his book.
Yeah.
He didn't seem ever to have an idle minute, I think.
Yes. So what other kinds of work did he do apart from his job?
Oh, the farm work more.
Yeah.
You see, when they went to Kerriglass, he had to do the farm work there as well as this joiner work.
So he was a joiner and a crofter, really?
Yes, after 1896.
Yes. And before that time?
Before that he was just a full joiner.
Yes. But did he work from the farm during that period? Was that always the workshop that he had at the farm?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't have a workshop somewhere else.
No, I don't think so.
No. So if someone wanted work done, like the neighbours that you have here, how would they have got in touch with him, do you think?
Well, they had horses in those days.
Yes, of course. So they'd simply go out and see him and
yes.
and ask him about the work.
Mm. Or they walked.
Yes. But you think that furniture making was really quite a small part of the woodwork
yes.
he did?
Yes, but, yes. I did tell you about those chests of drawers he made for the Reverend Kindred at Patrick, so we've no idea where they are.
Yes.
But the bookcase that he made for us at Ranas, I started to tell it because there were six of us getting books. And there was a little chest of drawers, three drawers in it, and he set it on top of that and it went up to the ceiling. But it was just the plain bookcase like that. And we just discovered a week or so ago that it's sitting on somebody's garage over at Balagheri. A nephew had it. Well, we thought perhaps he'd either sold it because he lives away now or got rid of it, but it's there. But whether it's fit to be seen, we told his mother about it. So whether they'll have it... Anyway, it wouldn't do any harm to call there and see if it could
yes.
be seen.
Yes. Yes.
But it was, it was the light oak like that, and they've painted it white, they said, so.
Yes, mm. yes. Now, did Hugh actually marry?
No.
He never married?
No.
So he became quite prosperous, I suppose, in that case,
yes,
didn't he?
Considering the small amounts he charged.
Yes.
And he went to chapel every Sunday.
Yes.
Carry glass.
And did he live on his own?
Oh no, he lived with his sister.
Lived with
his parents first there and then the sister.
Yes. And when exactly did Hugh die?
In 1945.
So he was a good age, wasn't he?
He was about 80.
About 80 when mm. he died. Yes. And did he carry on working the whole of his life?
Oh, no, he was retired.
Yeah.
He might have potted. He made that, he gave that stool to Rosemary when she was three. But whether he made it or, see, he died when she was four, so he probably just had it in the workshop.
Yes. Did you ever visit the workshop? As a girl.
Well, yes, we went up into it always on Christmas Day, but we never did anything about it, just saw what was there.
Yes. I mean, it's not a very big workshop.
No.
At all, is it? Did you ever see any furniture actually in the workshop?
No.
No. So what do you think he used it for? Obviously he used it to do woodwork, but it isn't very large. He wouldn't have been able to have done house joinery there very easily, would he?
No. But still, when he made chests of drawers, he must have made them somewhere.
Yes, yes, he no doubt used
them. Gates, he made lots of gates and wheelbarrows.
Yes, yes. You mentioned agricultural kinds of things, and in a little book there, there's a feeding trough that he made.
Mm.
Do you know of any other things that he might have produced, apart
well,
from the gates?
Well, you'll find those in the book, because all his accounts are down. And then he did, as a relative of Richard Cowley's at Bullockinen, he made a bookcase for them, and it says setting bookcase. So I think it's set in.
Ah, actually built into the wall.
Yes, and John Cannell said he had built the garage.
Oh.
So what it's like now, after all this time, I don't know.
Well, I think we're going to visit there with Richard, actually.
Yes.
I spoke to Richard a little time ago,
mm-hmm.
and I think we are going to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask how you came to be the custodian of the, if we can put it that way, of the diary? How you came to have it?
Well, it was my brother went to live there after Aunt Christian died. And he found it in the workshop.
Oh.
So, of course, they had a look at it and then handed it on to us. And
so they knew that was important to keep that, really.
Mm.
So Very then
he died. He died, you see, and then Richard married his widow.
Ah, yes. Yes, I see. Yvonne, did you have any questions you'd like to ask?
I was going to ask, where was he working before they moved up to Carriglass?
Pardon?
Where was Hugh Cackham working, and where were they living before they moved up to Carriglass?
Oh, that was out at Tranas.
Oh.
It's near Little London. The land joins Glen Helen. It's up in that direction.
Do you know if he ever had a lathe and turned things?
No, I don't know anything about
that. No, we just wondered about that. We're very interested in the spinning wheels that were made on the island. You know? We just wondered who were the makers of those.
Never heard of him doing that.
Doing ternary. But he was obviously a very versatile man, wasn't he? That he could make all these kinds of objects and house joinery as well. He was obviously skilled across a wide range of things. And he learned that through his service time, his apprenticeship, I imagine. And he served that actually here in Peel, did he?
Well, it was somebody called Harrison, and he only served 2 years with him and he went broke.
Yes.
So then he was with his uncle, this Willie Cowley.
Oh, and that's the connection to Richard Cowley, presumably.
Yes.
Yes, and how long did he stay with him, do you know?
Always stayed with him, off and on, always.
Yes, yes, yes. And this apprenticeship, was it actually a formal thing, do you know, or was it an informal arrangement that Hugh would just be trained?
According to the book, his father paid £10 for him to be apprenticed.
Yes.
And he got his food.
He just got his food.
Mm.
And all the work he could manage.
Yes.
Yes.
So he must have learnt a bit in the 2 years.
Indeed. Yes, he seems
to... Or a year and a half, I believe it was, too.
Yes. Would anyone else like to ask a question?
What was the majority of the work that he did? Because you said that he only spent a small amount of time doing furniture. What did he do the rest of the time?
Well, the best thing would be to read the book if you can manage it.
Yeah.
But it's what is a Manx word, it's all jung in.
He did what was necessary, I suspect,
yes,
to earn a living, as many people did.
But it's surprising what he could turn his hand to.
Yes, yes. And you yourself, have you lived all your life in Peel?
No. We came here in 1947. He left us this house, or we wouldn't be in a big house like this.
Oh, yes. So this belonged to Hugh?
Yes, this one.
Yeah.
Well, he worked with his uncle, I think, at a very little wage.
Yes.
And he left him the two houses.
Yes.
This is Will Cowley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So
I was going to say, so he did achieve quite a bit of prosperity in his life. He obviously worked very hard and became quite prosperous as a result of that. It's very interesting.
Yes, he was very careful. He marked down every penny.
Did he? Yes. What did his father do?
Oh, he was a farmer. He did a bit, I don't know, I think he was half lawyer. What we heard, he made out people's wills and things of that sort, but farmer he was at Tranas.
And obviously literate and educated.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. How well known was Hugh in sort of Peel and surrounding areas? Did people go to him specifically to have a piece of furniture made?
Well, up to, he would be born in 1864, and then I suppose he's got the date, 1880 or something like that, that he went to serve his apprenticeship. Yes, these houses were built 1886,
yes,
finished.
Yeah.
So, but when they went to Carriglass in 1896, he would still be working here some. That the garage there up the road, that shed at the back, that was their workshop then.
Oh yes. Now which road was that?
Just here behind these houses.
Oh, just behind these houses?
Just at the back.
Does that shed still stand today?
Oh, the shed is there still.
Yeah.
But it's used as it may be used as a workshop now, but it was a garage in between.
Yes. Do you think he had benches in there and different equipment, or...?
He more or less lived in and all, I think.
Yeah.
well, they were fixing up number one. Number one at the end is an older house.
Yes.
But when they got it fixed up, they lived in it. Until it was let to somebody as a hotel.
Gosh. Mm. I see. So they actually more or less built their own workshop on the site, really, to do these houses. That's what it comes to,
yes.
I suppose. So they were nearer to the work in hand. And Hugh actually lived in this house, did he?
No, he never lived,
lived in
here.
This house.
No.
Did he always live at the farm?
Mm.
Yeah, that's interesting. So he liked his own company.
He had this house let, and they weren't easy to let.
Yes.
You see, Cowley Terrace, Willie Cowley built that terrace along there.
Mm.
They were, you know, about 3 and 6 a week.
Yes.
These were 10 shillings a week.
Oh. This was a superior dwelling, of course.
Well, of course, it was a bit bigger.
Yes.
So it was harder to let.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Did he ever take on any apprentices?
No, he didn't.
No. You always called him Hugh, but he was actually Robert Hugh.
No, Richard Hugh.
Richard Hugh
he was. His father was Hugh.
Right, because I know the tools are stamped RH.
Yes, that's right.
Mm.
Well, that's a wonderful lot of information you've given us there. What I'd like to do is just have a break on the tape for a moment.
I was thinking you were talking about the chest. If you can just give us some information on bits and pieces you don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
Mm.
I just know that he made the bookshelves. It says, he made them for J.J. Cacken.
J.J.
Cacken. J.J. Cacken was one brother. C.C. Cacken was another brother. W.E.W. Cacken was another brother, but they're always put in the book like that.
Right. Well, I'm grateful you told us that, because that's going to help us unravel.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the nice things about this book, by the sound of it, is it's going to tell us his customers. And then you find out a little bit about his network of how he did his trade, don't you? So this he made for his brother. This one was made for J.J. Cacken, Jerry.
Mm. Right.
Have these pieces of furniture always been in the house that you know of? You haven't actually brought any in here. They've always been in the house, as far as you know.
That's only those three pieces and the pictures that are his that we've got.
Case made for
as far as I know.
Yes. I'm just looking to see.
We came here and before that, it was wartime, you had to pick up what bits of furniture you could.
Yes.
It wasn't easy to get things.
No coupons. Were there coupons for second-hand furniture?
No.
No.
No,
that was good, wasn't it?
So did you actually come here, when did you actually start living here then, this
In
house?
1947.
So it was after the war?
Mm. Mm.
And you've lived here, have you lived here ever since?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the chair, you said the night chair was for his father, so that's
yes.
for Hugh?
Yes.
For Hugh Cacken. Yes.
Yes, for grandfather Hugh.
Yes.
Now what I'd like to do is, if I may, is just move this...
The trouble was, I'd have taken the picture out, but it's stuck to the glass.
Yes.
So it ruined the photo
to take it out.
Right. I never saw a photo do that.
No, I can't say. Yes, it has just adhered to it. It's, it would be possible to take another photograph.